This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The Trump administration is asking the states to speed COVID-19 vaccine delivery to some Americans. The AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Health and Human Services Chief Alex Azar says it's time to move to the vaccine program's next stage and expand the pool of those eligible to get the first of two doses. He says the administration's asking states to vaccinate those 65 and over, plus those who are younger with underlying health conditions. The administration had been holding back millions of doses to ensure enough supply for those who got the first shot to also get the second. Azar tells ABC's Good Morning America the second dose should no longer be held back because vaccine production's now at a stage where it can ensure availability. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The House is moving ahead with plans to impeach President Trump, and now the FBI is warning of plans for armed protests in D.C. and every state across the nation leading up to the Biden inauguration. Former FBI Director James Comey says President Trump should be impeached, but there's a limit to how much trouble he should be in, says Comey, after the attack on the U.S. Capitol building last week.
I just don't think it's in the national interest for Donald Trump to be on our television screens every day for the next 3 or 4 years as part of United States versus Donald Trump in the District of Columbia. I don't think that helps Joe Biden heal a nation. I don't think it helps us.
Former FBI Director James Comey. He was on the Today Show. Sheldon Adelson has died. He was a Republican power broker and founder, chairman, and CEO of Las Vegas Sands. He was 87 and died from complications related to treatment for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. They've recovered the flight data recorder from an Indonesian jet that crashed on Saturday in the Java Sea. This is AP News. The AP's Walter Ratliff on anti-abortion faith leaders who say they support the use of the COVID-19 vaccines.
In a growing consensus, religious leaders at the forefront of the U.S. anti-abortion movement are telling followers that the leading vaccines available to combat COVID-19 are acceptable to take. The basic message? The leading vaccines have only a remote and indirect connection to lines of cells derived from aborted fetuses. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, which says fighting abortion is its top priority, says getting vaccinated against the coronavirus should be viewed as an act of charity toward others. Reverend Russell Moore, who heads the public policy arm of the Southern Baptist Convention, says he knows of no evangelical pastors who have been advising people not to get vaccinated. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Volkswagen says it tripled sales of battery-only cars in 2020 as its new electric compact ID.3 came on the market. The latest on electric vehicles. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.